A. 1. In the stamp collecting club, I've learned much knowledge and made some good friends.
2. They couldn't complete the work in time because the computers broke down.
3. We are not allowed to take magazines out of the reading room.
4. The boy is helping the old man get on the bus.
5. A good math teacher should make the subject interesting and easy to understand.
6. Mr. Xu is reading an evening newspaper while his wife is cooking.
B. 1. Did you listen to the announcement just now?
Sorry, I didn't catch it. What is it?
Flight 1625 will be 25 minutes late.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
2. Susan, what do you do for exercise?
I go swimming with my sister once a week.
I used to swim, but these days I am too busy with my work.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
3. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Would you have a cup of coffee with me now?
I'd love to, but I will have a test tomorrow. I have to prepare for it.
Question. Why can't Mary go out with Peter? 4. I need a summer job, but will give me some exercise.
How about being a lifeguard?
Lifeguard don't swim that much. They usually just sit.
Well then, you could become a swimming instructor or a tour guide.
Tour guide is a good idea. I'd walk all day.
Question. Which summer job is the man interested in? 5. Are you going to school, David?
Yes, I am. By the way, what time is it now?
It's 7:50. Why are you in such a hurry?
We are going to have a test in 25 minutes. I want to go over my lessons again.
Question. What time is David going to have his test?
6. Hello, Mike Smith's home.
Hello, Mike. It's Alice. Would you like to go to the concert this evening?
Yes, I'd like to. Shall I come and give you a lift?
Okay.
Question. What are they going to do this evening?
7. My TV set doesn't work. I can't get a clear picture. Can you help me fix it?
Oh, sure. I fixed millions of TV sets.
Good. I don't know what to do without TV.
Question. What is the woman's problem?
8. I have learned English for a long time, but I still can't speak it well. I'm really upset.
Take your time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Question. What does the man mean?
C. Japanese bookseller Yoshiyuki
Morioka
has come up with a highly unusual idea for a bookstore. He sells one book at a time in a small shop in Ginza, Tokyo's famous shopping district. You might argue that it's hardly a bookstore if you can't go in and spend at least a few hours looking for books you want. But
Morioka
never wanted to create a traditional bookstore. It's like a weekly suggested reading service. You just go in and pick up the book that has already been chosen for the week.
As a result, the customers don't have to worry about what book to choose, and by Morioka said he came up with the idea after organizing several book reading events at his old bookstore.
According to
Morioka,
his idea has a clear advantage. The bookstore can serve as an exhibition for the book and its world, making the story come alive for customers. For example, when selling a book on flowers, in the store we could exhibit a flower that actually appears in the book, he said. Also, I asked the authors and editors to be at the bookstore for as much time as possible. I'm trying to make the 2D book into a 3D experience for my customers. I believe that the readers should feel as though they are experiencing inside a book. It isn't clear how
Morioka
goes about choosing which books to show and sell, but his idea has been quite well received. He has sold over 2,000 books since last May.
D. Some people say that childhood is the best time of your life. However, being a child has both advantages and disadvantages. On the plus side, you have very few responsibilities. For example, you don't have to go to work, pay bills, or do the shopping, cooking, or cleaning. This means you have plenty of free time to do whatever you want. Watch TV, play on the computer, go out with friends. On top of that, public transportation, movie theatres, and sports centres cost much less for children. All in all, being a child is an exciting, action-packed time in life. However, for every plus, there is a minus. For one thing, you have to spend all day, Monday to Friday, at school. Studying usually means you have to do homework, and you have to take exams. What is more, you may have a lot of free time, but you are seldom allowed to do whatever you want. You usually have to ask your parents if you can do things, from going shopping in town to staying out late or going to a party. Last of all, although there are often cheaper prices for children, things are still expensive, and parents are not always generous with pocket money. There's never enough to do everything you want. To sum up, although some people see childhood as the best time in life, I think that children have no real choice, independence, or money. Nevertheless, it is true that choice, money, and independence all bring responsibilities, which increase with age.